Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. Today, I want to talk about forgiveness, which I think is the best favor you do for yourself. It was Robert Capon who said that the church has handed out forgiveness to those in prison that I visit weekly and to those who attend church each Sunday. They hand it out in the same way. God forgives you unless you become the kind of person you should have been in the first place. Otherwise, the deal is off. That's how oftentimes the church has handled forgiveness. And I might say that God is not amused by this. Forgiveness doesn't excuse behavior. It looks past it to a greater truth. I've heard people say, well, you know, forgiveness, it just gives permission to do anything you want to. And like some of the Catholics, they can come back every Friday to the confessional and then get off. No, folks, two things here. I have sinned in my own life, and like everyone else, I didn't ask permission. I just found myself doing it. And I'll tell you this, I have never known Roman Catholics, and I know many good friends. I've never known Catholics to abuse the confessional in that way. It was Hugh Prather who said, forgiveness isn't something nice I do for someone who is guilty. Forgiveness is something nice I do for my own mind. The reason that judging splits my mind is that I am the neighbor. I am condemning. Love your neighbor as yourself. Hey, I think we've heard that before. Forgiveness doesn't ask us to deny the pain or to think dishonestly about the past. It asks us to look to God where the wound has already been healed. Already been healed. Again, forgiveness is a favor that we do largely for ourselves rather than living with gritted teeth that gets us nowhere and does no good for ourselves or the kingdom. I am Richard Wing. This is 3 Good Minutes. I am here wishing you all the very best.